Welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMDA on the Hill is produced in association with AMDA on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. And now here is your host for AMDA on the Hill, Alex Bardock.
Hi, this is Alex Bardock with AMDA, the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. I'm the Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. Today, I really quickly want to just update you what we've been working on since the beginning of the year and give you a little bit of a preview on what the Society will be working on the rest of this year. So we continue to be engaged since the last time I gave this update on various physician payment issues. Chief among them are things related to the MACRA legislation, participation within the MIPS program, and the APMs. We held a webinar back in June with CMS. If you missed the recording, if you missed the live version of that webinar, it is available via a recording. I strongly urge you to take a look at that. It will go through all of the steps you need to take to fully participate in year three of the program. Second, we are engaged in large part on the revision of evaluation and management codes in primary care. We are working on this in conjunction with the AMA, American Medical Association, and many, many other physician specialty societies. Recently, you may have received a survey. If you have, please fill that out if you bill office-based E&M codes. If you do have any questions about that, please contact me. Information is available within that survey. Next, I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and discuss a conference I recently attended, HIMSS. HIMSS, if you have not heard of the organization, is the leading organization for health information technology, which brings together leading technologies out there in this space, including IBM and Google, to Epic and Cerner, and all of the different technologies that are out there. For the last several years, we've worked hard to infuse a lot of post-acute and long-term care conversation within that conference, and this year was no different. We held several receptions, and we partnered with other organizations to held a day-long program related to post-acute and long-term care. AMDA, the Society, was very proud to be, once again, a collaborator for the conference and help put on some of those sessions. A few takeaways from HIMSS is that you need to become very aware of what's going on with health information technology. During the conference, we found out that the Office of the National Coordinator and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released a proposed rule related to data exchange. Seema Verma, the administrator of CMS, during her brief address, specifically mentioned post-acute care, and within that rule, which is quite lengthy, they issued a request for information specific to post-acute and long-term care. The Society plans to respond to that rule, and if you have any thoughts or you have any experience with your EHRs or how you're exchanging data with your local hospitals, with your SNFs, with your IRFs, with home health, please let us know. We are seeking to get additional information within that area, and we'll be talking about this within the Public Policy Committee. There were other presentations related to how artificial intelligence and data analytics are being used to prevent rehospitalizations, to select skilled nursing facilities as part of a accountable care organization narrow network, and other things. If you're looking into the future, I would say that health information technology is going to play a significant role as things move forward. The other big area, of course, has been telehealth. We've discussed telehealth a bit in the last several updates, and we continue to work on both legislative and regulatory fixes to encourage both the use of telehealth and, more importantly, the reimbursement for telehealth in the post-acute and long-term care sector. Right now, there are a lot of restrictions, and it's a fairly difficult thing to implement. However, we're working with a number of telehealth vendors and the work group within the Society that has developed and put out a white paper out there on the best uses of telehealth and how to do it. We will have more sessions on this again at the annual conference coming up next week. Speaking of the annual conference, there will be a number of sessions dedicated to all of the practice management issues and physician payment and skilled nursing facility payment, including the very confusing transition to what's known as PDPM, or patient-driven payment model. If you happen to not be in the conference due to conflicts, all of those sessions will be recorded, and I strongly encourage you to check out all of those sessions, and you can earn CME and other credits for clinicians by watching the recordings after the conference. If you have any questions about that, of course, feel free to contact the society, and we will help you out. I am hoping to see a lot of you, of course, next week in Atlanta, but if we don't see each other there, I'm sure we'll be connecting through these videos, and hopefully we will be talking through our forums and other means that we have available. I hope you found this very helpful. Again, please contact me if you have any questions. Thank you.
References from this podcast can be found at paltc.org/policy. This podcast is not eligible for CMD credits. We'll see you next time here at AMD on the Hill.